Hey there, welcome to our Intentional Living Center Live today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We've just come in off of this series on intentional faith, and I was sharing with you all the difference between a saving faith, that which is a, you know, allows us to have a relationship, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and then the intentional faith that really practices what we say we believe. And today we're live and want to take your calls, and I'd like to hear how an intentional faith, how the kind of faith that just says, hey, we're going to live it out, we believe it, and we're going to live it, is making a difference in your family. What is one thing that you're doing to pass this on to the next generation, to your kids and to your grandkids? One thing that you do. I think it's a great discussion today. Our phone lines are open. Are you ready? Let's do it from Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open just for you. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. This series on intentional faith got me thinking about the world in which we live today. I mean, the chaos, the confusion, the problem, the challenges. There are so many opportunities every day to just live out our faith. You know, we're not talking about earning our way to heaven. That's not what we're talking about here. Intentional living is not about earning your way to heaven. Bottom line, it's not going to get you there. A lot of intentional people ain't going to get there. But the reality is, when we know Christ, it should alter how we actually live our lives every day, intentional living. And today, with all the confusion, think of the things in your family, how you live out your faith. What's one thing that's making a difference? How are you passing this on? How are you passing on your faith to the next generation in terms of how you choose to live intentionally? Is it through your prayer life, through your behavior, through your time? I just did a lesson in our teaching studio here just about an hour ago that we'll be airing down the road here in a few months on the topic of decisions, how to make better decisions. And I was talking about how decisions are all to your life, and it should be based on your faith and what you believe. And as a result, that's going to drive the kind of decisions that you make. And so I'd love to hear from you today. Our phone lines are open. Thank you. I see the calls coming in. We're going to get to those as they get processed with Stephen and Sally, and we'll get those on the line here very soon. So come and join us. Intentional faith, one thing you're doing to live out this thing that we call intentional faith. 888-888-1717.
Through so many years of my life, you know, I've had difficult trials. My brother was struggling with drugs and alcohol, and so I kind of had to witness that, just kind of see our family fall apart at the seams. And it wasn't until I was about 15 on a mission trip that I had heard a speaker talk about making Christ real in your life, and it just hit me, you know, I need to be that person of Christ. I need to be that helpful testimony to my brother and to people who are witnessing what's going on in our family, because they see me beaten down. I mean, they know that Satan's winning and that I'm not following the Lord. And the people who don't know the Lord aren't seeing anything different in me from their own lives. Listening to Intentional Living, Dr. Carlson speaking often about being intentional in your Christian life has just really helped me and helped me grow in Him.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad that God's doing a work in your life. You know, this we live in a time today where there, you know, there can be so much phoniness, and we're going through this political season now where you hear people, you know, using different, you know, segments of society and trying to speak to different people about what they believe and, you know, trying to get votes and so on. We're looking for authenticity. We want people who are just authentic. And I guess when I look at the Bible, what troubles me so much about Scripture so often is that, you know, the part that we love to focus on is God's grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, which is all beautiful. I mean, God loves you. He forgives you. He's redeemed you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and you have an eternal destiny if you know Him personally. But He also is very clear, if you love me, you'll do what I say. If you love me, it's going to alter how you make decisions. And here's one of the things I know about intentional faith, and I believe this, because I've seen it happen. When people, men and women who love God and have a personal relationship with Christ, actually choose to live out their faith obediently. And I don't mean, you know, out of a sense of just daily obligation and pain and stress because, you know, they have to, but they just have this joy of saying, hey, I know who Christ is. He's changed my life and I choose to live out my faith. These are people who have a different kind of joy in their life. I see there's a different sense of relationship with their family and how they connect with other people and how they make decisions and how they face challenges in their life. And that's the beautiful thing about living out our faith, living intentionally. We call it being intentional, having the right intentions and living it, intentional living. It's a life-altering decision that will bring you great joy. There's something about being authentic in terms of knowing what you believe and then living it. And of course, that's a process. We're never getting there. It's not to perfection, but just living out our faith every day. So today, we're just asking you to share how you're doing that. What's one thing you're doing to live out your faith? You're not here to pat yourself on the back or raise yourself up, I know, but you're going to share with others that, hey, this thing of being a Christian, this thing of having an intentional faith in Christ has altered my life in what way in terms of how you live and the choices you make and the direction that you go. And that's really the focus of what we're talking about today. So give us a call and join us at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Come and join us, be a part of the program.
Yeah, Dr. Carlson, my name is Stephen Amarillo, Texas. I called you a few months back, going through a divorce that's definitely marked my life. Intentionally, I am trying to stay true to God's word and what God would have me do. And I'm trying to move on with my life, starting a new home, you know, for my children and all that kind of thing. But anyway, it's definitely marked my life, and it's now my choice to decide whether it's going to ruin my life or whether I'm going to go forward and be a father for my children and be the best person that I can be for me and for God and hopefully do His will. Thank you, sir, and thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
Well, you're very welcome. We're glad to do it. It's our privilege, and I hope you've been enjoying the teaching that we put a lot of effort into saying. We want to share things that are going to make a difference in your life and going to encourage you. For instance, we start tomorrow a 5-part series, so practical. It's going to be on the topic of the high-stake relationship of being a single parent, how to be intentional as a single parent. And I'm going to share with you what the Bible teaches and give you some intentional takeaways, intentional points, tips, strategies for single parents. So if you know a single parent, you are a single parent, the next five series, the next 5 days will be really focused to help you do that. So I hope you'll join us for that as well. You know, a caller just left a question with us here. He wanted to know, how do you continue to witness to a family that just is so antagonistic toward your faith, antagonistic toward what you believe? You know, the Bible says to us, and Paul in his wisdom writes, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, it's not people. People are not the enemy, but we wrestle against darkness, principalities, he calls them. It's spiritual darkness. In other words, the bottom line is we wrestle against evil. We wrestle against Satan himself, frankly, and all his minions that are really intentional about, destroying people's lives. And so the bottom line is, I would encourage you, when you're talking about being intentional, witnessing to a family member, family, just live it out. They're going to try to pick fights with you. They're going to try to get arguments with you. They're going to try to set you up. You know when that's being done. There's a difference between an honest seeker, someone who really wants to know, and someone who just wants to debate and argue. And I don't go there. I mean, if you want to do that, that's an altogether different kind of game than I'm involved in with you when trying to love you and care for you. And so if that's what their objective is, I think of the scripture that says to us, don't cast your pearls before swine. That's a pretty powerful statement. I think there are times where we realize, hey, you know, just to argue for the sake of arguing, taking the precious word of God and his teaching and what he's done for us, and just to lay it out there for debate and argument is not God's intention. True seekers, certainly. What does that mean? Just live your faith. Love them. Practice what the Bible teaches. That's certainly being intentional. Okay, Richard is on the line in New Mexico. Hi there, Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
My question is how do I cope with a family member who questions the Bible in itself? She thinks she can change her way of life to better to get to God. But I tell her, the only way to get to God is through Jesus, and you have to accept him and do away with earthly issues. Because mm-hmm. now I'm full of it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I deal with that?
Yeah. Well, Richard, you know, over the years, I've heard this question a lot. There are people who simply have no interest or, frankly, their heart sensitivity to being interested in what the Bible teaches or if it's true. And if you take a person who says, I don't believe that the Bible is true, you know, at that point, there's kind of, you don't have a basis to talk in terms of accepting Christ or knowing what the Bible teaches. Now, there's good books that can be shared with them in terms of proof texting scripture and understanding what the Bible teaches and if a person is a true seeker. I guess your question kind of fits into one I was just answering a moment ago. When you have a person who really is seeking, someone who really wants to know, they're just a doubter, and that's okay. You know, there's times where I doubt, you doubt, life is full of doubts. But when we have faith and we trust God and we continue to seek, you know, the Bible says if we seek, we'll find. But there are those who just want to argue. Those are those who are just saying, hey, I don't believe. You know, you don't go there. I think you share with them your life. You share with them, Richard, what God has done in your life. In simplicity and with intentional living, that just simply share with those family members, look, I can't answer all of your questions, but if you truly want to know God and you truly want to seek him, you look to Scripture and allow God to speak to you. But I can share with you what God has done in my life, what difference he's made to me in my life, in my relationships, how I face challenges and so on. And I think we let our lives become evidence of it. But if a person's truly seeking, boy, there's much to confirm and support that the Bible is what it is and the Word of God. Talking today about intentional faith, 888-888-1717. What do you do to pass it on to that next generation?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Today's live show puts a bow on Dr. Randy's three-part teaching series, Intentional Faith. And for your gift to the ministry, you can receive this entire teaching. Or when you become a monthly partner, you not only get this teaching, but the entire monthly series, High Stake Relationships, Volume 2, which includes Intentional Living for Blended Families, Intentional Living for Single Parents, and Being Before Doing in Marriage. That's four complete teachings when you become a monthly partner. And then every month, you'll receive even more great series from Dr. Randy. To join, go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 4. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you live out your faith before your kids. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Things looked bad for World War II pilot Fred Hargesheimer when his P-38 was shot down by the Japanese.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
After parachuting into the jungle of New Britain, he was found near death by local natives who, at great personal risk, hid him from the enemy and nursed him back to health until he could be rescued. After World War II, Fred took a sales job, but he couldn't stop thinking about the people who saved his life. So Fred started raising money to help the Pacific Islanders build their first school. And then he and his wife moved to New Britain, where he devoted the rest of his life to teaching the village children in the school he had helped build. I'm so grateful for getting shot out of the sky, Fred said when asked about his generosity. I wasn't a millionaire, but I was very rich.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
The Intentional Living Center invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, coming to Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix, October 26th. Register early to assure seating for you and your family. Every day, your faith, your family, your finances, and your future are at stake. And at the Thrive Conference, you're going to gain a lot of encouragement for you and your family. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're live here in our Intentional Living studio after wrapping up a three-part, 3 days on the topic of intentional faith, opening the line to hear how you are actually living it out every day. Now, let me, you know, in a moment here, I'm going to share with you from the book of James, where James tells us that in addition to faith, we need to also show our faith by how we live, by our works. In fact, let me just read it. James chapter 2, verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. People get confused there. They often think, well, that means I have to work my way into God's goodness and grace and so on. Well, obviously, that's not the case. That's not what the Bible teaches. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for instance, says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. No confusion between those two passages, I might add. Simply pointing out that it's by God's grace through faith that we come into a relationship with Christ. But then that should have some sort of a spiritual and practical impact in how you live. In other words, I think James is saying to us, you say you have faith, I don't see any evidence of it. It should be making a difference in your life. And that's the difference between what we've been talking about with saving faith and intentional faith. And today, listen, living out our faith becomes an opportunity of every day, knowing what God's intention is and then following through. Let's go to the calls. We've got Steve on the line in Michigan joining us today. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you.
Appreciate it. What's your question?
Well, my mother and my sister claim to be Christians, but they won't let me talk about God around them.
Okay. That seems awful confusing to you, I would think. On one hand, I'm a believer, and I say I love Christ, and He's in my life, but I don't want to talk about it. Or is it they don't like what you have to say about it?
Well, I quote scripture and stuff like that, and my mom takes trips, and I say, "We'll pray for travel and mercies and stuff like that," and she says, "Oh, that's fine. You know, go ahead and do it." But to go over to either one of their houses, my sister or my mother, to bring up God is taboo. They don't want to hear it, you know? Mm. And they both claim to be Christians.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Bible talks about some evidence of our faith, evidence of our relationship with Christ, should result in a desire to hear more about Christ, to hear more about His Word, and learn and grow. Now, that doesn't mean everything that we do as Christians has to be, you know, a verse text and a song and a praise music. And, you know, come on, we're human beings and we have a full life, a complete life. And so I think part of the discernment, Steve, that we need to have is a relational discernment with people. It's possible that sometimes because of relationship challenges, some people think that we're getting too, quote, spiritual, or everything has to be biblical, or everything has to be, you know, put into a, you know, an experience of worship or something, that some people are just not that's just not the way they want to relate. And that's understandable. We relate as human beings. So my suggestion to you, Steve, is relate with your mom and your sister as a son and a brother. Just love them. Care for them. Just let them know you're praying for them. It's not your responsibility to come with verses and scripture and teaching and instruction and just tell them what you love them and you're praying for them. In other words, build the relationship. Focus on the relationship. We don't have the responsibility of being the Holy Spirit for another person. Sometimes you'd like to be, though, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be nice? You'd like to do. But the reality is we're not. That's not our calling. That's not what God has for us. And so when we talk about living out our intentional faith, it's not a matter of preaching at a person. It's a matter of living what the Bible teaches, loving people, caring for people, serving people. The world is hurting today. We got people all around us in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and around this planet who just need to experience the love of God from the touch that we would give them from our own lives. And so that would be my encouragement for you today, Steve. Thank you for your call. Hey, a little bit ago, we heard about the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. Let me mention, we're just 8 weeks out now from this conference. We're very passionate about this. We got a fantastic lineup of speakers that are going to be on the platform. We got video faculty that will be sharing some short video intentional living moments during the day. We got an absolutely jam-packed full day for anyone in a family business, thinking of starting a family business, works in a family business. Maybe you do business with those in family business. And it's going to be at the Grand Canyon University, and it's going to be right in their arena, and we're going to be setting up round tables. So it's going to be a setting for you where you're going to take notes, and we've got a great lineup. Jerry Colangelo, who's former owner of the Phoenix Suns, a godly man, and you talk about years of wisdom. He's a legend, and he's got a lot to share. My friend Dr. Kevin Lehman, at this stage in his life, he's now the leader of a family business. He's coming along with, I think, his son-in-law, and they're going to be talking. He's going to be talking, and they're going to be on a panel together as well, and Kevin's going to be speaking. I appreciate Kevin. He's just coming to be a part of the day with us. Brian Mueller, who's the president of Grand Canyon University, he's got his children involved in the school as well, and he's going to be sharing. I'm going to be teaching. Rick and Holly Beatenbow. They're coming. What a fantastic story they have. They've been with us. They've been real supporters of the ministry, and they were just part of the global leadership event last week. And they're going to be coming and speaking. And we got John Trent sharing on the video, and we've got Ken Canfield, and we got several others that are going to be sharing. It's just going to be a full day. I don't know how we're going to work it all in, but we are. We're going to get it all in there for you. But encourage you to get registered either online. You can join us anywhere on the planet or come right to the Grand Canyon University. October 26th is the date. And I encourage you to go and check it out and get registered. Go to familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Hi, Randy. I just wanted to thank you for the intentional living. I kind of live by that now because it keeps me going. And I'm just graduating from college, and I am kind of floundering as of where do I go now. So I'm trying to be intentional. I'm not as practical as I should be. So I just thank you for giving me the courage, because I am by nature to be a more of a fearful person. But trusting in God and being faithful, I just realized that adding intentionality to that, I can be successful and I can do things that I wouldn't think I could have done before.
Good for you. You know, that's really the result of we're praying for here, is that there's going to be a difference in your life. When I hear a man will come to me and say, hey, I'm choosing to be intentional. It's made a difference in leading my family and in my business. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. That's why we do it. We want to share the truth. When I hear a couple that stays married, when I hear a single mom that steps up and says, hey, I'm choosing to be intentional raising my kids, that's why we're going to do a series. The next 5-part series begins tomorrow, all for single parents. That's why we do this. And I thank those of you that are standing with us to make it possible. God bless you for doing that. Let me start by talking about what is a saving faith. Saving faith is different than an intentional faith. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and even that not of yourselves. It is the," what is it? "The gift of God." Even faith is not something that we can take credit for. Faith is something that God gives us. One of the things that we need to be intentional about during those times of our life when we wrestle with not having enough faith, we should be on our knees and say, "God, give me faith for today." And even the faith that we have that leads to salvation is a gift of God. And if He didn't give us that faith, we would not even know Him today.
Boy, you know, that by the way, we're live back here in the studio. That is true. And that was that's an aha moment when you realize even faith is a gift from God. So maybe part of your prayer every day should be, "Lord, strengthen my faith. Give me more faith." Because I think our tendency is to have less and less faith, especially in this empirical, I can't see it, touch it, smell it, measure it society in which we live, the world in which we live today. We have to really ask every day, "God, give me strengthen my faith." You know, as we wrap up this program today and we begin our brand new series tomorrow, I want to remind you that as a ministry, we've got one purpose, one goal, and that's to encourage you. And I want to thank those of you who listen to the ministry, who support this. It's not supported by the local radio station. It's your support separate from the radio station that allows us to do this. And in turn, we get to stand with the radio station and thank them for what they're doing. Because, boy, we can't do it without them. So today, with your gift to the ministry of intentional living of any amount, we'll say thanks by sending you the three-part teaching on intentional living for your faith, and it'll be our gift to you. And those of you who've been joining us monthly, and God bless you for doing that, you'll also receive other teaching on my high-stake relationship series as a way of saying thank you. So it's very simple. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Thank you in advance for joining us. I appreciate it. Or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. Okay? We start the new series tomorrow on high-stake relationships in single parenting. Hope you'll join us. For our entire team here at Intentional Living, God bless you. Thank you for supporting us. And family business owners, family business folks, hey, listen, I'm looking forward to meeting you. It's going to be a great conference. Go check it out, the Thrive Conference at theintentionallife.com. See you tomorrow from Intentional Living.